question was asked, was Hashem's original plan to have a Jewish people, or was the original plan that the whole world would be ethical, moral, and receive commandments from Hashem? Our sages tell us that on the one hand, Hashem has expectations of the whole world and always had expectations. Hashem gave the 6 laws to Adam Arishon, which evolved into the 7 laws of Noah, and the world was always expected to live up to that standard. With that concept, we also are told that Ele toldot ha-shamayim ve'aretz behi bare'am, our sages say, Yom ha-shishi, from the beginning of creation, Hashem was waiting for that 6th day of Sivan, the day of Matan Torah. It says that one of the things that are called Reishit is the Jewish people, because this was part of the plan from the beginning. It says a few things preceded creation, one of which was Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and the Jewish people. This was part of Hashem's plan for the world. So Chazal certainly indicate to us that this was, although there were higher expectations of the world, and there remain expectations of the world, but the expectations of having a Jewish people, that was also part of Hashem's plan in the world. So that's the perspective Chazal gave us in numerous sources, be it about the thoughts that preceded creation, or the idea of Alpaim Tohu, Alpaim Torah, that Hashem created the world so that there would be 2,000 years of void, where the world did not have any spiritual leader. And then from the year 2000, when Abraham was 52 years old, and he started proselytizing, he started teaching people about monotheism, then you start a period of 2,000 years of Torah, which would lead into the 2,000 years of Yemot HaMashiach. Again, Chazal seemed to be teaching us that this was part of Hashem's plan for how the world would evolve. That does not preclude the responsibility of the world to maintain a moral and ethical responsibility, to live up to the 7 Noahide laws.